Module 8, Media Relations. Managing media relations is another facet to networking. In this module, you will learn how to leverage the following type of media: television, print, web, blogs, and the internet. Let's see how you can leverage television in your networking strategy. Television. If you are lucky, you may have an opportunity to speak on a television program as an expert or other resource. However, you may not want to rely on luck. You may want to be able to create an environment that can get you on a television news program. Using the news media could help increase your network exponentially and across the country. There are 6 steps to prepare and get your message on television. Number 1, create a brand. Develop a message that tells who you are, what you do, and why you are unique. The media wants to find someone interesting and ready to talk at a moment's notice. You should have materials ready for the press to use, and this should be aligned with your brand message. You can search the internet and find press kits that will help you structure your information for the press. Number 2, develop your elevator speech. An elevator speech is a 30-second advertisement about you. This is also called a pitch. You should make your message concise, but reflecting your passion in what you do. Short pitches are more effective. Remember, the media has a short attention span. Be ready to deliver your pitch at any time. Number 3, seek out the media. Use your internet to find many ways to research media that may be out looking for your information. Take names down of producers of programs and attempt to contact them. When you do get a chance to connect with a producer, always compliment their work. This way you demonstrate your interest in the time you invested in researching him or her. Number 4, respond immediately. If you do get the chance to speak to a media contact, you should respond immediately. Make sure the contact information you give is one that connects to you directly or that you can check many times throughout the day. Number 5, be prepared. Have your information and materials always updated and ready. You may never know when you will get that call. Number 6, keep it simple and fresh. Don't complicate your message and materials. Keep it simple, and you will find that when it comes time to be on television. Practice your message periodically so you remain sharp. Print. Print media comes in many forms. There are magazines, newspapers, billboards, etc. Unlike television, print media is easier to access. Here are both advantages and disadvantages to using print media that you should consider. Print media typically has a more consistent base of readers than, say, the internet. If you choose to use a magazine or newspaper for your print media resource, the consistency of readers is easier to see. In addition, print media allows you the ability to select where you want your message to appear geographically. Print media also provides flexibility in the size or space of the advertisement. Print media outlets like magazines and newspapers specialize in drawing attention to your advertisement. On the other hand, print media can be very expensive depending on what type of media you use. Print media also limits your ability to larger audiences. Print media requires physical contact in order for the readers to access your message. Another drawback is the planning you may need to get on a particular publication. There are usually strict cutoff times for your message to be placed on an ad. Finally, your message may be overlooked among the other ads. Nonetheless, print media is a very viable option for a local market and provides varying degrees of pricing. The best thing to do is to plan well and understand that print media is one of many other options you can use to reach your audience. Web presence, blogs, and the internet. The World Wide Web is a place where almost anyone can create a presence. The web is a way of accessing information. It is an inexpensive method in getting your message out to an endless audience around the world. The idea of creating a space with a collection of related files is called creating a web presence. Many times this is called a website. At the most basic level, a web presence is a collection of files on a specific subject. The first file of the web presence or site is called the home page. The home page provides a starting point that allows the viewer the ability to navigate the other files. For companies and organizations, the website provides various tools for their clients to conduct business. For an individual like yourself, you can create a web presence that allows you to share ideas and resources with your audience. These personal websites are called blogs. Blogs are typically an online diary. However, if you want to network effectively, your blog should be a place that creates dialogue and sharing with your visitors. Today, setting up a blog is relatively easy. Here are some basic steps to creating a blog. Buy a domain, which is your web address. Your hosting company usually offers a basic package with your website that includes a blogging application. Setting up your blog would take a few steps and your web hosting company would provide the instructions. You need to practice using the blogging application, but once you gain the understanding, you will be writing content in no time. If you have the budget, you may hire a writer to help you update your blog. Once you have set up your blog, you can place your webpage address on your business cards and share the site with whomever you meet. Case study. Carrie put all her networking eggs in one basket. Carrie thought an email blast would keep customers happy. Her boss Eli rushed into her office wanting answers. Carrie explained that emailing everyone made her job easier. Eli demanded that she use all the tools in place to handle the media relations. Carrie fretted and frowned. It seemed like too much work. Thomas heard the heated discussion and posed a solution for Carrie. Carrie happily accepted his advice. Thomas explained why he had to use many avenues to get the word out. Thomas proposed making a schedule that she could stick to keep customers and clients in the know about new products and promotions. Carrie didn't have to think long. She liked the idea and felt a weight lifted off her shoulders. She had a firm plan in place.